Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But right now, we're happy to be joined on the Drive Hotline by Dan Orlowski. He works for ESPN and the Get Up, and he is a former NFL quarterback. Dan, really appreciate you coming on. My big thing and takeaway from this game is how real momentum is, and there were three plays that really shifted the momentum of the game in favor of the Kansas City Chiefs. When you're on the field and playing, do you feel that momentum as a player?
Yeah, you absolutely feel it. I think it's probably a little bit different for every player in every game, you know. And you know, when you get to a point in a game, how much time is left? Who are you playing? Why are you needing momentum? You know, and every person kind of sees the game differently. Watching the Chiefs game yesterday, I honestly thought the momentum was Bill O'Brien deciding to kick that field goal on 4th-and-1, and in that moment I was like, that was stupid, because 24 points isn't going to be enough, likely, right? It wasn't going to be enough. And then the Mecole Hardman kickoff return, the quick score by Kansas City, and then obviously the fake punt stop. You just felt like the walls were going to begin to close in on Houston, and Bill O'Brien was the one who pressed the button to make it happen. And the reality was, Once that team in Kansas City felt like they had breath, it was a wrap. And players feel that for sure, and that's a very, very real thing on both sides.
You speak of momentum. Sometimes momentum is just simply having the best player on the field. We've seen a lot of great efforts from Patrick Mahomes. I think after the first quarter, that was the best that we've seen him play so far in his young career.
Yeah, I mean, it was when 15 years from now, when we talk about Patrick Mahomes' great career, and we tie it to, naturally, what did he or has he done in the playoffs, to me, that is going to be the game that we all point and look back at. Because, listen, down 24-0, that's just as easy a loss as hard it is to come back. You could easily lose that football game. And then all of a sudden, there's a lot of questions tied to him and this team. And I think we're going to look back on it as one of the pinnacle moments in his career. Just, you know, I started on this train last year with Patrick, obviously marveling at his physical talent. And I don't know if we can necessarily categorize it, you know, accurately. He has such body and space awareness and vision and reactionary greatness. But I think his mind is just as good as his body. I really do. I think his ability to understand where color is on a football field and how that color can be affected by him and a movement of his body or where his eyes look, you know, like he's just got this unique kind of understanding of the football field, in that there's only 22 people on it and everyone can be affected by him. And it was certainly one of the more just dominant and choke you out performances I've seen by a player, let alone a quarterback.
Does it feel kind of like, Dan, that wasn't just the, hey, I'm the best quarterback on this field, I'm the best quarterback now, but maybe this is the beginning of my legacy of eventually becoming one of the all-time great quarterbacks?
There's no doubt. There's no doubt about it. I mean, that's why I'm saying, like, down 24-0 is, we can sit here and say all we want. And we can. Andy Reid's got really good play calling. They got talent. Dude, that's an easy L. And I think it was one of those moments where I'd imagine anybody who's appreciated him in the NFL over the last just better part of 2 years has started to feel like, well, the Chiefs have Mahomes and no one else does. And that's lazy analysis. You know, I'm a person who likes to go deeper and point to things other than the quarterback. And I think it's easy to go, well, this team's got this quarterback, so they're going to win the game. But sometimes it's the only thing, or it's the most important thing to say. And yesterday was one of those performances where no matter what happens the rest of the season and in the future, you're going to be able to go into every game and go, the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes, and no one else does. And for that single reason, they can win any game, no matter what the situation, no matter how poorly they played, no matter who the opponent, no matter where it is. He's that Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, I mean, these guys who have over the better part of 10, 15, 20 years, the best players that my eyes have ever seen, and for a lot of people, I'd imagine under the age of 50 have ever seen, or under 40, you know, Mahomes is beginning his kind of track to, is Patrick Mahomes the best quarterback ever? And I think he's on that path.
Dan, I saw that the Chiefs are now the Super Bowl favorite in Las Vegas, and I live in a bubble, and I've had these red shades on my entire life, so maybe I just don't understand, but how in the hell is anybody going to beat this football team? I can't imagine what the Titans are thinking right now. How are the Chiefs not going to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, it's important to appreciate and understand how good Tennessee is. Listen, football is football, and as special as Kansas City and dynamic as Kansas City's offense is and has been, Tennessee obviously can line up and hand the football off a bunch and limit your possessions and force you to be really good and really efficient and really exact in how you operate. And if they're only going to get 8 possessions, well, you know, if you score on 50% of your possessions, that's like historically really good. And so that's going to be the big challenge for them, is taking advantage of every possession. We talked about it last week with Tennessee and Baltimore. And everyone understood, dude, if Tennessee jumps up by 2 scores, it's going to be really hard for Baltimore to climb their way back in the football game. And that's going to be the same case. And I understand different offenses because Kansas City's more explosive. But time, you can't add time to the game clock. And Chris Jones's health will be a massive storyline of this game. If he plays, you bet the house on Kansas City. If he doesn't play, and I have no idea what his health is, but if he doesn't play, they've got a formula, they've got a confidence level, they've got the human beings to make Kansas City slug this game out and force them to play in a half-court basketball game.
Right now, we're talking to Darren Orlowski. He does some fantastic work with the Get Up, former NFL quarterback. I want to ask you a quick question about the other team's quarterback, because I felt Deshaun Watson actually played well in this game. I just don't know if Houston has enough parts around him for them to beat a team like Kansas City. Two-part question here. What's next for Houston as they try to get to where Kansas City is? And what improvements do you see that Deshaun Watson needs to make in his game for him also to take that next step?
I mean, I preface this question with, I've been fired like 3 or 4 times in my life, so I get it. I get people have families or whatnot. I don't understand, honestly, how Houston and their ownership of the McNair family can sit here and roll Bill O'Brien out there with Deshaun Watson next year. Bill O'Brien's a good coach. There's no debating that. But I fear, and I've said this for a year and a half, I fear we are going to waste in ruin Deshaun Watson's early part of his career and kind of the leading into the prime part of his career with a coach that's incapable or incapable of unlocking his greatness. For him, for the decision-making that was yesterday alone, Houston has to move on. For the lack of protecting Deshaun Watson for 2 years, they have to move on. The lack of blitz plan offensively has to move on. So I think they need to look at that first and foremost. And then for Deshaun, Deshaun's a very special player, and Deshaun oftentimes tries to become everything to that football team and carry that football team and do it by himself, and he doesn't need to. And that's really where he's going to take his next step, is getting a coach that doesn't force him to feel like he has to do everything by himself and he has to play alone all the time. And that'll be a big, at least for me, a focal point for Deshaun and that organization, is do they stick with Bill O'Brien? And if not, who's the next guy? But I think Deshaun is on the cusp of being an absolute star in the NFL.
That is Dan Orlowski, who works with ESPN, former NFL quarterback, joining us today on The Drive in a busy news day as Kansas City advances to their second straight AFC championship game. Dan, really appreciate you making time. Thanks a lot for coming on today.
Appreciate you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.